Can you just relax and maintain awareness of that drowsiness? Be with it. Don't develop aversion towards it. That sleepiness is a sloth and torpor. Understand? Mm. So you just accept it. When you accept it, what happens? There is no like or dislike. There is no aversion towards it. Means you are not trying to do it away. Because the wrong understanding of most meditators is when you have the mental hindrance, means you are not meditating. The hindrance is there. Then you want to go to the other extreme of the reality. Understand? You want to develop the clarity of mind, the virya, the peace, the awareness. But you can't. So when you force yourself to resist that state which happened, like what the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. Understand? Then why do you want to fight it, want to resist it? When you fight and resist, you create the opposite duality. Understand? You don't want it, means aversion. And that one is sensual desire and ill will, the opposite path. Instead of clinging to the good state of mind, now it's drowsiness, sloth and torpor. You don't like it. That dislike is an aversion. So sensual desire and ill will or aversion is a mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. Do you understand? Don't do that. Next time, welcome every mind state that comes. So the instruction is, whatever mind state arise, relax into it. Try it. You will go through a shift of consciousness and become very beautiful. Sometimes it can be very drowsy, very sleepy. I remember in 1988-89, I went through it. For no reason, that mind becomes so sleepy, so drowsy. Then I suddenly realized that I don't have to do anything. I accepted it. Then I stay with it. Well, I have developed mindfulness. I stay with it. And to my greater surprise, what happened is suddenly my awareness and the drowsiness become one. Then there is a sudden shift in consciousness, like it flashes through. That mental hindrance gone, completely gone. Then inside there is like full of virya, full of light awareness. Then the mind become bright, aware. Then I realize that's it. And the reason is because I don't do anything, I don't create mental hindrance. When there is no mental hindrance, nothing is there to hinder my mind from entering the meditative state. So what happened? Because I relax and maintain awareness, sati take over, mindfulness take over. That's why that one trigger of a shift. Oh, suddenly the whole thing gone. Pain also say, sudden shift, flash through, and the whole thing gone. You must be with it. No aversion, nothing, except the real. So later on when your body is sick, your mind will never get sick. But you know, this is dependent originating, condition arising, phenomena. And your mind, because of the conditioning, belief system, and all the views, opinion, it has this like and dislike already established for very long. So this habitual tendency create mental hindrance without you knowing it. That's why when the mental hindrance is there, sati cannot come in. Because there are mental hindrance. Hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner calmness. So forget about it. Miss, laugh at it, smile, stay with it, relax into it, and allow the sati to be with it. Yeah. Try it. You will be able to do that. If you don't have aversion, that's why I say whatever mind state arise, don't fight, don't react, don't do anything, accept it, be at peace with it. Then maintain awareness. Sati will take over. I have tried very severe sloth and torpor, drowsiness, sleepiness in the early days. Then later on, there was one incident. I was on 8th precept, the pain. I tried, went through. So no problem. That's why I came to know the mental hindrance is your friend. You remember under the four foundation of mindfulness, Dhammanupassana. Dhammanupassana, what is the first category of cultivation? Mindfulness of? The five mental hindrances. Understand? Huh? And what did the Buddha say under the four foundation of mindfulness? The first category of cultivation. Mindfulness of the five mental hindrances. He said when there is this mental hindrance of sensual desire or ill will, you must be aware. Understand? Huh? Mindful. Mindful is to tell you that it has a reason. Means the unarisen mental hindrance has a reason. Understand? Huh? That's why it's a mental hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner awareness. So what must you do? Knowing that it's a mental hindrance. Just now I advise you, what must you do? Accept it, understand? Be with it. Then when you accept it and be with it, means you are cultivating sati, mindfulness, awareness, based meditation. Means you relax into it, maintain awareness, stay with it. Then what happened? No more mental hindrance. Sati take over. Anasana. So whatever mental hindrance behind, it will disappear. That's why in the sutta is mentioned, if you continue to develop mindfulness, means you aware but don't click, don't grasp, don't react, don't resist. Accept it. Like the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions. Why mental hindrances are there? Because you have not stabilized your spiritual faculty. That's why it arises. Understand? Saddha, sometimes you may have, okay? The faith, because you have been cultivating the Dhamma very long. But virya, not strong enough to drive you to cultivate, to drive you to develop sati. So when virya is not strong enough, sloth and torpor come in. Because when you have virya, sloth and torpor cannot come in. So the spiritual faculty of virya is not strong enough to counter it. That's why it happened. That's why the Buddha said there are causes and conditions. So you accept that reality. When you accept, you are at peace. Then the hindrance is gone. You don't have to push it away. You don't have to fight it. Don't have to resist it, understand? Be with it, stay with it, silent. Then what happened? It ceased to be. And then, according to that Satipatthana, the Buddha said, when you are mindful and aware of the mental hindrance, you will come to know how the arisen mental hindrance ceased to be. How? Huh? By not doing anything, understand? By not allowing the mental hindrance to arise through your delusion. But what did the other type of vipassana teach you? Note, sleepiness, sleepiness, sleepiness. You go and verbalize. You think that one can break free? I don't think so. Sometimes they ask you go and wash your face. And come back and sit again. Then, develop the virya. This is not the answer, because when you meditate without understanding, that's what happened. And because everybody teach like that, they dare not deviate. So everybody try to copy what has been taught, what has been popularly accepted. Otherwise, they say something that nobody heard before. Nobody will believe you. That's why initially when I teach, I cannot say all this. I say all this all around. But now, I dare to say, because people have understanding and faith already, then you are willing to give it a try. So give it a try, Chi Wei, it will help you.